Pastors Larry and Tiz Huck welcome you to another Larry Huck Ministries podcast. We pray this teaching will fill you with God's wisdom, anointing, and revelation knowledge. Thank you for your prayers and faithful support.
I've been wanting to do this for quite a while. It just so happens that the opportunity to teach on the prophecy of Obadiah came about today. And today, Israel is being attacked by the leader of all terrorism, most terrorism around the world. Hamas gets 95%. If you're looking for the book of Obadiah, it's on page 1355. Hamas, who attacked Israel on October 7th, gets 95% of their funds from Iran. Hezbollah to the north, who constantly is attacking Israel, gets 95% of their funds from Iran. Iran is a nation that President Trump put sanctions on that crippled them, that froze their funds so that they could not be sanctioning terrorism. The Biden administration took those sanctions off. Obama and Biden sent billions of dollars to Iran. Iran is a nation that calls for the death of little Satan, which is Israel, and calls for the death of big Satan, which is America. Now, the reason I bring those things up is, one, many people don't understand. Iran wants World War III. They want Israel to be destroyed, but they want America to be destroyed. We have people right here. When Hamas attacked Israel, they shouted in our streets and in our universities, they shouted for the death of Jews and the death of Israel, but they also shouted death to America. So Obadiah is an amazing prophecy. Most Christians probably have never read it. I have incredible amount of notes, but I'm going to do it in about 15 and 20 minutes and just give you the highlights of what Obadiah is talking about. Obadiah is a prophecy that points to two things. One, it points to a time when Israel and Jerusalem are being attacked by their enemy. Two, it points to a time that some nations will stand with Israel, some nations will not stand with Israel, and those who do not stand with Israel, God promises judgment. When this is over, the third thing is the Messiah returns. And so I'm just going to read a few things to you out of this because of our time. And maybe after the church, we'll see how I feel. I can stick around and answer questions. So read with me in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, or there is only one chapter, verse 1. It says, the vision of Obadiah, says the Lord God, concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, arise and let us rise up against her in war. So first off, we need to ask ourselves, who is Edom? Edom is a nation that no longer exists. So if Edom no longer exists, is the prophecy of Obadiah for us today? Well, if you look at Edom itself, does no longer exist, but Edom is a descendant of Rome. Every Western nation in the world, every Christian nation in the world is Edom. And so when you look at Australia, you look at Europe, you look at England, you look at Christian nations, Western, what we call Western nations, these are the remnants of Edom. Now, it's really important that you understand that. He says there that God said there's a messenger that will rise up and say, let us go against them in war. So look at me. So here we have these Western nations, and in these Western nations, and you'll see later, they almost come in secretly. They will come into these Western nations, a messenger. That messenger, and I'll explain later if we can get to it, that messenger is Islam. And Islam will sneak into the Western nations and say, let us rise up against Israel. Now, on October 7th, we saw in America, universities all over our country, we saw in England, we saw in Europe, we saw in Australia, we saw all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, young people especially rising up with pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, pro-Islam flags shouting death to the Jews and death to Israel. How did this happen? God said a messenger from Islam would come in. Our countries and countries all over the world have been letting Islam come into our nations, and in our own universities, we have many, many Islamic teachers that behind the backs of the parents have been teaching. The young people in America are spiritually dried up. And in this drying up spiritually of the young people, the messenger of Islam has snuck in amongst us and taken these spiritually void young people and saying, Israel is the bad guys, Israel are the occupiers, Israel is apartheid. Totally lie, total fabrication. You can say a lie long enough and people will begin to believe it. This messenger coming amongst the Western nations has already happened. Now, let me tell you something. It's happened in a greater way than we can even imagine. And we'll, if we have time, we'll hit on this. I was watching Fox and talking to Israel all last night. This morning, they said since October, in our border, we have arrested 76 known terrorists sneaking into our country. Now, it's great we arrested 76 terrorists, but out of 15 million people who have come in, they said there are thousands of terrorists that have snuck in with the message that America is evil, Israel is evil, and they're living right here. Not only have they snuck in, but they said today on Fox News that the Biden administration went to countries like Venezuela, where they have these horrific gangs, and other countries where they have these horrible terrorists, and the Biden administration made a deal with these countries. It's called parole and release deal, and they went to the prisons. These countries released their worst out of these prisons, and the Biden administration took our airplanes on your tax dollars and flew out of prisons of these nations 404,000 people and have placed them in our cities. It's on the news. Now, I want to get into this later, but let me say, anybody that would vote for Biden is either, the Bible says, call no man a fool. Anybody that would vote for Biden or the Democrats, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You look at our economy, you look at people can just break, well, you're going to see this, people can just go into stores and the employees can't say anything and just let them steal. Just let them steal. You're going to see this in this prophecy. What sane person would allow this to happen? All right, let's move on. And he will say, rise up against her in battle. We saw all these demonstrations. Look at me. Hamas came in and butchered 1,400 men, women, and children on October 7th. Butchered them. I saw videos. I showed a video at the Israeli embassy to 150 leaders. And we had to edit out some of the worst part, but what the parts we showed, and they were videos from Hamas wearing GoPros. We had to edit out, and because I told the folks, our friends in Israel, once people see that, you can't unsee that. I still see it, and I saw it when it first happened. But what they did to women and children, what they did to women, I'm not talking about just raping them. I'm talking about, if it was in a horror movie, you would say, nobody would do that. Because this is not a war in Israel about two-state solution. When they're shouting from the river to the sea, they're saying, no, Israel. And remember what they said on October 8th, when we're done with the children of Saturday, we are coming for the children of Sunday. This is what they're saying. They are wanting to create a world war, and we're letting them not only into our country, we got some of them at Capitol Hill as political figures. Verse 2, behold, I will make you small among the nations. I'm going to just jump through a bunch of it. I'll make you small among... I want to do this all in the next 15 minutes. How can I do this? Okay, verse 4, though you exalt yourself, now look at, so we understand that Obadiah is talking about Islam and the Western countries, okay? And he said, all these Western countries are going to be judged if you do not stand up with Israel. It will be. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Look at me, right now. Right now, the church world, America, is at an Esther moment. Remember what Mordecai said to Esther? Mordecai said, if you don't speak up, don't you understand you and your family will perish? If you don't speak up wherever you're at, school, work, no matter what everybody says, so what if they laugh at you? So what if they get mad? You speak up with truth. If you don't speak up come election day, and put people in office that are pro women's rights, pro life, pro not transgender, pro Israel. If you don't speak up, don't think you and your family will escape. But what did Mordecai said? You won't escape, but God will raise up somebody else, and Israel will survive. The kingdom of heaven will survive. Do you understand this? This is what God is saying. Choose you this day whom you'll serve. So all the Western nations, America, Australia, England, Europe, and I'm going to tell you, for the most part, now I believe God is going to do a miracle. But for the most part, England's lost. Europe is lost. Australia is lost. Now, for all of our partners on there, you may be in those countries, but you are not of those countries. God has a divine protection on you. But there's a greater judgment on who is the leader of the Western nations. Look at this next verse in 4, and it tells us who it is. Verse 4, though you exalt yourself as high as, what's America's symbol of? The eagle. And though you set your nest amongst the stars of our flag, representing every state. From there, I will bring you down, says the Lord. So God is saying on every Western Gentile Christian nation that is not doing what they're supposed to do, there will be judgment. But on the head nation, the head Western nation, which at this time is America, there will be a greater judgment on you. Because we started out as one nation under God, and that was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I'm going through this very fast. Forgive me. It says in verse 5, if thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, and how you will be cut off, would they not have stolen till they had enough? Now, that word, that terminology, how you will be cut off, in Hebrew, it reads this way, And why were you silent? So you had thieves coming in. We have no matter what Biden says, oh, the borders are closed. Troy, where's Troy? Are the borders closed?
No, sir.
No, sir, they're not closed. I had pastor friends go down there and said the only thing border control could do was help them come across. Now, thank goodness, Texas is disobeying the laws of White House, and we're shutting it down. But as we're seeing these people coming in, and of course now all these sanctuary states, Texas is saying, you're a sanctuary state? All right, you want them in? We'll bring them to you. Now they want to sue us. But God is saying to every voter, how long are you going to be silent about this? How long are you going to be silent that they want to teach your child as a little boy or a little girl that you may not really be a boy, you may not be really be a girl, you may be this. Now, don't tell your family this, but we're telling you this. How long are we going to be silent and not speak up? Well, and I'm ashamed of pastors because I talk to pastors about, well, I don't want to be political. I don't want to be political in church. If they're telling your little girl that she needs to become a boy, or telling your little boy that he needs to become a girl, honey, that's not political. That's spiritual. That's the devil that would do that. How long will you be silent? So I don't believe that just the judgment of God is coming on politicians. We understand why politicians are silent. They don't want to lose the money. They don't want to lose the votes. They'll do anything to stay in office. But why in the world are preachers silent when we know we'll stand before God and give account for every word that we speak and every word we don't speak? Oh, come on, I need a better amen than that. Joel 3 says these words. He says, talking about Israel being in conflict, and he said, the captives will be returned. And then he gives a warning of do not allow them to divide the land. If you allow them to divide the land, God will bring judgment on you. We're hearing right now, over and over again, not only ceasefire. Listen to me. There was a ceasefire. On October 6th, there was a ceasefire. On October 7th, Hamas military, 3,000 of them, and 1,500 civilians came across into this area of peace. They call them peaceniks out there, and murdered and butchered and did acts of barbarism that I've never even made Nazis look calm. And God says, how long will you be silent? One of the most useless organizations in the world is the United Nations. That thing needs to be off of our country, out of our country, off of that. The head of the United Nations said, well, it wasn't unprovoked. I don't care what's going on. You don't go in and cut the heads off of 40 babies. You don't rape an 11-year-old girl over and over and over and over again while her parents are tied up, and then burn her parents alive in front of her. Anybody that would be pro-Palestinian or pro-Hamas is an idiot. And Obadiah is warning us about that. God is saying on this, and I'm jumping through it, When you heard this happen on October 7th, how did you respond? How did you individually respond? I'll tell you what, I'm very vocal. I wear my pro-Israel hat. I'm standing with Israel. I dare anybody to say anything. Because you may have heard what CNN said, but I've been there. And I saw it. And I talked to them. And I will rip you and not be ashamed, because the Bible says even a fool appears wise when they keep their mouth shut. They saw those little college students protesting, waving pro-Hamas and down with Israel in England. And a reporter walked up to her. These are college students. And walked up and said, "You're pro-Hamas?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, we're pro-Hamas." Two girls. "And where is Gaza?" "Have no idea." "Well, what can you tell me about Hamas?" "Well, they're good people, right? Did you know that they just raped and murdered babies and women and took it?" "Oh, no, really? Well, I guess we ought to look into that a little more." And I'm thinking, I guess you need a fist right down your throat. But that's exactly what Obadiah is warning, that they will come in. Look at verse 5. "The thieves that had come to you, if robbers by night," the way that reads is that this infiltration into the nations, the Western nations, and especially America, doesn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. For the last 3 years, the Biden administration has been allowing them to pour across our country. As a matter of fact, they've taken our planes and gone down and picked them up. As a matter of fact, some of you voted to have them at Capitol Hill. Didn't happen overnight. Now, the good thing is you can repent. See, you know, people say, "Well, Pastor, what if you say those kinds of things and you lose people? You know, you vote with your feet. We need your seat." Obadiah 1 said, "Did thieves come upon you?" It reads in Hebrew, "Did thieves come upon you? Did plunderers of night? How long will you be silent until they have stolen everything?" We got illegals that beat up two cops in New York in broad daylight, beat up two cops. Illegal alien. What part of illegal Democrats don't you understand? What part of the word illegal don't? Illegal doesn't really mean illegal. What does it mean? It means
illegal.
Something else. Beat up two cops and got out without any penalty. Our country has gone insane, but it's not too late. I don't care. You know, the doctor told Tiz it's too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Obadiah 1:8 says, let me read it now, and I'll tell you how it says in Hebrew. "Will not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men of Edom, the wise men of America, of Europe, and understanding from the mountains of Esau?" Let me tell you how that reads in ancient Jewish wisdom. It says, "Shall I not on that day, says the Lord, destroy the wise men who run America, who run Western nations, and their discernment will never, no longer come from on high." So I want you to look at the people who are running our nation. Biden, Pelosi, Kamala. Okay, we have millions of military age men coming across our nation. We know terrorists are coming across our nation. We know it. We know our economy is the lowest it's been in generations. The lowest it's been. Gas prices, they're saying, are going to skyrocket again. So it's costing you more and more to live. It's costing you more and more to get to work. It's costing you, if you own a business, they're forcing you to pay unbelievable minimum wage where your business is being shut down. They're coming into your schools and telling you, you do not have a choice. We're the ones running your children. Well, I got news for you. You try to tell my children what to do, and make my boys a girl and my girls a boy, I will give you a whole new meaning of the laying on of hands and the pleading of the blood. Get your hands off our kids. Get your hands off our kids. And he said, the ones who are in leadership who are supposed to be wise will look like fools. So here we have all these issues taking place. Here we have the Iranian government. And by the way, it's not a coincidence. We're just getting ready to go into Passover, right? We just came out of Purim, where Esther says, for such a time, Mordecai says, for such a time as this. You know, the book of Esther is Iran. It's happening all over again. But God's looking for you and I to be for such a time as this to do what's right and save our nation, right? But he says that those who are leaders will look like idiots. Here we are on the verge. Russia, Ukraine, Hamas, Hezbollah, Israel, our borders are a mess. Our economy's a mess. And what does our father of our nation, Joe Biden, do on Good Friday? He announces on Good Friday that Resurrection Sunday will be Transgender Recognition Day. I'm not saying this. The prophet is saying this. You look like an idiot. And you want, and there are still people that want these folks to run our country? Give them 4 more years, and you think it's been bad for the last 3.5 years, it's going to plummet. It's going to plummet. We have people in America that can't pay their bills, and yet New York is giving immigrants, illegal immigrants, $53 million this year of your money. They're going to give $15 billion of your money. How many could use some more bread money? Some more gas money? Some more rent money? Some more electricity money? They're going to give in the next 2 years $15 billion. That's just New York. I can't imagine what Newsom's going to do in California. Policemen are being assaulted. And Obadiah says again here, did you not see this coming? Did you not see this coming? You know, if I'm look out my window of my house and I see 4 or 5 guys and they got masks on and they got loot bags and they're eyeing my house, I'm not going to go and go, oh, they're just probably having a picnic. I'm coming out with my Rottweilers. I'm coming out with my 757. I'm coming out with my, and I got lots of them. And I'm going to let them know this is the wrong house to come at. I love that sign. At this house, we don't call 911. We call 357. But that's what he's saying to America. Did you not see this coming? Now look at verse 11, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. Well, let me read it. Can I have 5 more minutes? Because this is not a coincidence that this end up happening on the day Israel's being attacked. Verse 11, in that day, you stood on the other side, literally means afar off. You stood on the afar off, and in the day that these strangers carried captive his forces, when foreigners entered into your cities and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were as one of them. Now, when you read that in the Hebrew, this is what it says. That when you see these things happening, you see them attacking your children, you see them attacking our schools, you see them attacking our marriages, you see them attacking, you know, on Good Friday. That's attacking Christ. That's Antichrist. That's Antichrist spirit. On Good Friday, we're announcing that Resurrection Sunday is Transgender Day. And he said, you saw this and you were silent about it. That means you are one of them. That means you're one of them. Hey, if I'm walking down the street and I see some white guys harassing some black girls and being a racist against black girls, if I don't stand up for those black girls, then I'm just as bad as they are. I'm saying something. I'm saying something. Come on, somebody. I'm saying something. That's what he says. He said, if you see this and you are silent, well, if I say something, I might lose people out of my church. I would rather say something and lose people out of my church than lose the presence of God from my church. Church is not a business. It's a calling. He says, if you are silent, you are one of them, and God will hold you as cowards, as a cowardly Christian nation, and you will be held accountable. Look at verse 12. Let me read it real quick. But you should not have gazed on the day of your brother. Or the word gaze is literally rejoice. You should not have rejoiced on the day of your brother, on the children of Judah, in the day of his captivity, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor should you have spoken proudly in that day. Listen, America, when Hamas came in and butchered those babies and those women and children, butchered them, took GoPro, raped women in unbelievably beyond rape, videoed it on these little girls' cameras on their own phones, and then sent it to their mothers and fathers. He says, when you saw this happening, when you heard about this happening, when you hear how they're beyond animals, God says, you should not have rejoiced. When this happened and the colleges started allowing celebrations of this on campus, America should have come in and shut this down. You do not celebrate the murder and rape and butchering of anybody. I don't care who it is. He said, you should, and God, listen to this warning. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that. Why? Because God said, now I'm getting involved. The gal, the leader of Harvard, when they asked her, is it okay to call for the death of Jews and celebrate this? She says, well, depends on what content it is. That school should have jumped in and fired her and put the word out. Don't anybody ever hire anybody, her or anybody. But because you didn't, not only were you silent, but some of you celebrated the butchering of the children of Israel. God says, destruction is coming on you. Now, let me say this real quick. This is the same God that said Israel would become a nation again. And everybody for 2,000 years said, proves the Bible's wrong, can't happen, won't happen, never has happened in the history of the world. And in 1948, it happened exactly the way God said it. And folks, we are at the brink right now. I believe there is destruction coming on America. I believe there is God is going to bring judgment on us, but those of us that are standing up for God and speaking up and saying what is right, we're going to be not only not destroyed, but we're going to be the example of good measure, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Somebody say amen. Well, I've got more, but I'm gonna close on this. But listen to this. This rabbi in 1687 talked about what was going to happen out of Obadiah. And he says, you should have thought about that day when you received payment. You should have thought about that day because now you will receive payment from God for your evil. For your evil deeds, truly God will repay. And know this, that day is coming sooner than you think. There are so many other things in the book of Obadiah. But when you look at, you know, in ancient Hebrew, there's no word for what? When you look at the eclipse that just took place, and God said it's a warning to the Gentiles. To the Gentiles who are serving God, there's going to be a surge of divine power. And I believe we're going to live under that. Amen? But we're between now and this next election. You know, I can't wait to get back where we can teach on raising your children and sowing seeds and singing praises to God. But folks, we're in a time that is so important. This is not, is it okay for me to teach you these things? This is not just kumbaya time. This is time God's saying, make sure you're ready and get everyone you know and everyone you love ready, because I think we're at the brink of the coming of the Messiah. Last week, John Hagee, they asked him, said, what do you think on the eclipse? He said, I think the rapture is going to take place. And I think we're closer than we realize. If you were to tie me down, I believe between now and November, God is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. He's going to separate it in the church. He's going to separate it in the pulpit. He's going to separate it in the government. He's going to separate it in the White House. He's going to separate it in businesses. And those that won't be silent, those who will stand up and say, this is what God is doing. We don't hate anybody, but this is not right. You'll not touch our children. We're going to get our schools back. We're going to get our country back. And we're going to get the presence of God. And we're going to see God make America godly again. Are you in agreement? Amen. Stand with me all over the building. Forgive me. I actually did four messages in one day. So it's not too bad. It's not too bad. But we're in an amazing time. You know, I'm talking to Israel all night long, all these different texts come out. I got a text from Bibi's right-hand man, and he said, Pastor, just ask them all, stand with Israel. Be vocal about it. Stand with Israel. Stand with Israel. Israel's not the bad guys. Israel's the good guys. The head of Hamas said, we'll win because Israel and the Jews celebrate life. We celebrate death. So when you vote for somebody who is pro-Iran and anti-Israel, who are you voting for? Jesus said, I've come to give you life. Satan's come to kill, steal, and destroy. It's that easy. It's that easy. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if your family has been Democrat or Republican or whatever your whole life. You don't vote that way. The world has changed. World has changed. It's not the day of JFK anymore. It's the day of Osama bin Laden. And unfortunately, Americans who are promoting this, giving money to a country that vows to our destruction. You know, I don't know if I shared this here or we shared it in the back, but you know who Dennis Miller, the comedian, is? He said, they said after 9-11, when Islam attacked America and our trade centers went down, they said, oh, you just became Islamic phobic after 9-11. And Dennis Miller said, no, I hated people that wanted to kill me on 9-10. I hope we don't have to face another 9-11. I hope we have enough people that will fall on their knees and say, God, forgive us as a nation, and God will spare us. But no matter what the rest of the nation does, let's you and I, me and my family, we're serving God. And what a mighty God we serve. Amen. I'm already late. Let's pray this all together. Lift up your hands all over the building. Oh, as you're doing it, I'm sorry, I got to make an announcement. This Wednesday, we have Biblical Citizenship with Pastor Troy. COVID and what's next? There is a word out that they have a plan, possibly, is it okay to say it? To release another pandemic to keep people at home so they can steal the election. We need, you know what? Do you know what? How many believe we can make America godly again? Yeah. 3% of Christians vote. 3% of Christians vote. We need to get off our blessed assurance, get into the lobby and vote. And if we can get Christians to vote, there's no way they can steal it. Right? So you know, there's an old saying, he who talketh by the mile and worketh by the inch need to be kicketh by the foot. And so come election time, I'm expecting every single person to get out there and vote. And if you don't know who to vote for, I can tell you, I'm allowed to tell you who I'm voting for. Oh no, pastors can't say that. No, I'm a pastor. I didn't lose my freedom of speech. That's a lie. I won't tell you right now, but I will say I believe come November we will blow the trumpet in Zion. Biblical citizenship this Wednesday, the great Shabbat service Friday, April 19th. Is that this coming Friday? The great Shabbat. This is going into Passover. It's a time of miracles. I'll be doing it with you on the great Shabbat. And then next Sunday is three times a year. You come before the Lord and you do not come empty-handed. When Jesus said 30, 60, 100 fold in Malachi, they were praying, God, how do we keep the enemy from defeating us? Listen to me. I'll teach it next Sunday. How do we keep the? They just came out of Babylonian captivity. They're praying in Jerusalem. How do we keep the enemy from defeating us? God said, I'll tell you. Okay, we're listening. Return unto me and I'll return unto you. Oh, thank you, Lord. How do we return? In your tithe and in your offering. The offering is three times a year you come before the Lord and you bring your greatest gift. Passover, which is next week, Pentecost, Shavuot, which is in 50 days after, and Feast of Trumpets. When we return, when the church understands this, this is the key to the end time transfer of wealth. So get ready next week. If you haven't given for our ambulance, every penny we get today is going to Israel. If you're watching by stream, give now, give now, give now. And let's bless the nation of Israel. Lift your hands up. Did we already pray? We already pray. All right, say this out loud with me. Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I know I've sinned. We've all sinned. But I know this. You love me so much. You sent Jesus Christ to pay the price in full for all my sin. Right now, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Now say this with authority. You're a child of God. Say, Satan, get out of my life. Get out of my mind. Get out of my body. Get out of my spirit. Get out of my home. Get out of my finances. Get out of my family. Get out of my future. Get out of the White House. And Father, we thank you in advance for the miracle on tis, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. We count it done. Amen and amen. Now give the Lord a victory clap offering. Love somebody before you go.